Westlock. Westlock County has hired a new permanent sow, the municipality's eighth since 2000, inking Tony Kulbiski to a six-year contract that begins August 2. The 57-year-old, who counts decades of municipal government experience, plus 15 years as a sow including the last 13 at the helm of the town of Devon, said he's well aware of the turnover at the top of the county but is looking forward to a new challenge and a new chapter in my career. In addition to at least eight interim CAOs like Rick McDonald and Pat Vincent, who's filled the role since February 9, plus assorted senior county admin, Westlock County's seven permanent CAOs since the turn of the century are Wyatt Glebe, Jim Squire, Edward LeBlanc, Peter Kelly, Dwayne Coleman, Leo Ludwig and Kay Spees, who tendered her resignation March 7 after less than a year at the county and is now the sow of Beaver County. Kulbiski is a Vermilion native who had my time on the farm and picked my share of roots and rocks, and is moving to the community with his wife, while his adult children are all out of the house and working. In addition to the new professional challenge, Kulbiski said he and his wife crave a more rural lifestyle and are currently searching for an acreage within the county. I do know the history there and my goal is to change all of that and to provide some stability in the role of sow for the community and for the organization and to provide good support to Reeve and council. I know what I'm walking into, but I know there are some good staff that we can work with to do some good things for the county, said Kulbiski May 26, the day after the county officially announced his hiring. The key thing will be to have a strategic plan that can show results. I think that's what the community at large is probably looking for, a report card on how well are we achieving the goals and objectives that have been laid out. It's one thing to have a strat plan, but you have to operationalize it and show results. While Devon and Westlock County are similar population-wise, and the Municipal Government Act applies equally to all municipalities, Kulbiski admits there will be a little bit of a difference managing the two. Kulbiski's first meeting with county staff is slated for June 18, while for the first couple days following his start date he'll be working side by side with Vincent. I know through working with counties that it's about roads and providing services to the hamlets. But there are kind of similar issues everywhere and the key is to communicate clearly to ratepayers, he said. What are the parameters that we're providing the level of service for and what are the costs in providing those services? And if we're able to hit the targets that are set, then everyone is happy. I think that's the key to success at any level of government. If we're clear in our communications as to what it is we're trying to achieve and can show that we are achieving it, then most people are pretty happy. The right fit, says the Reeve in a May 25 release announcing the hiring. Reeve Christine Weiss cited Kulbiski's uplifting leadership qualities that could offer long-term stability to Westlock County as one of the keys in his selection. The county interviewed five prospective candidates during two sessions May 10 and 17, Leaders International, the firm tasked with finding a new sow for the municipality, received 19 applicants and had initially provided a shortlist of four. Since Spees resigned after less than a year on the job, Leaders did not charge its standard recruitment fee, which Vincent said previously would have been upwards of $30,000. It was almost shocking, a too-good-to-be-true scenario with us being able to hire Tony, said Weiss in a follow-up interview May 26. The fact that everything lined up was a blessing on both sides but especially for us. Vincent noted that the county was fortunate to have five strong contenders, who checked all the right boxes. I was concerned that the field might be thin, but it wasn't and I was pleasantly surprised and really pleased that council has such a strong group to interview and consider, said Vincent. Weiss, who's in her first term as a county councillor, is well aware of the continual turnover at the top and said Kulbiski's loyalty and long service in Devon was paramount. She also said his commitment to move to the community shows he's invested for the long haul. Of the past seven permanent CAOs, only two lived in the community. Loyalty was big. We saw a lot of resumes from people who had 2 months here, or 6 months or a year there and they did have lots of experience. But the time they actually spent developing and investing in those communities seemed too short for me, she said. In the release, Weiss also noted Kulbiski has been lauded professionally numerous times, citing the town of Devon receiving the 2021 Municipal Affairs Award for Municipal Excellence in the Partnership category based on a relationship-building initiative with the Enoch Cree Nation, Maskakosik. In 2018, Kulbiski and his team were awarded the Dedicated Senior Municipal Team Award from Alberta Urban Municipalities Association. Weiss was blunt, stating that the continual SOW turnover has been horrible for staff and hopes Kulbiski's calming demeanor and track record for providing opportunities for growth to develop leaders within the organization will chart a new course for the municipality. He's going to be a strong foundation, and that was also important to me, said Weiss. He wants to develop leaders on all levels in the organization and bring a culture of municipal excellence. I think he'll provide opportunities not only for the staff but the county as a whole. Contract details. Vincent told councillors at their May 24 meeting that financial details of Kulbiski's six-year contract, which runs August 2, 2022, to July 31, 2028, would be published on the county's website that week, but walked that back in a May 26 interview, stating they'll wait until his start date. Kulbiski, who's also on the executive of the Canadian Association of Municipal Administrators, said May 26 he's absolutely on board with having his contract details available for ratepayers, noting his salary will also be published annually in the municipality's audited financial statements. We felt it was a little unfair to put his contract up before he begins, but once he starts it will be up on the website, Vincent confirmed. As far as a severance package, Vincent said Kulbiski will get a base of 3 months' salary, then for each year of service, a month of severance will be added up to a maximum of 6 months total. There also won't be any probation period for Kulbiski, and he'll be eligible for benefits and the pension plan starting day one. Ultimately, Weiss called the six-year contract amazing, as it will provide the municipality much-needed stability, while Vincent said the average length for most SOW contracts slot in around 5 years. Vincent's short-term contract, which has been previously extended twice and sees him paid $159 per hour, plus expenses like mileage, meals, and hotel accommodations, will remain in place until Kulbiski takes over. Tony's passionate resignation letter speaks volumes about his character and what he's going to bring to Westlock County, Vincent concluded. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.